day, oil up and Bitcoin down on Independence Day. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance and the List of Well Known Posts covering finance and property news. US markets were closed on Thursday, that's July the 4th, but there were a couple of significant developments across oil and Bitcoin nevertheless this week. Firstly, Bitcoin, the world's biggest cryptocurrency, took little support from weakness in the dollar, which fell amid increased bets on interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve. So the Bitcoin price actually fell sharply to a two-month low on Thursday, breaking past a selling key support level thanks to uncertainty over several points of selling pressure, chiefly the defunct exchange Mt. Gox, which saw traders remain adverse towards a token. Broader crypto prices also followed Bitcoin lower. In fact, Bitcoin has fallen 4.5% in the past 24 hours to 58,537 at time of writing and fell as far as 58,055 a little earlier. Bitcoin has been nursing steep losses over the past week or so as traders positioned for a potential mass sale event, stemming largely from defunct crypto exchange Mt. Gox. The liquidators of the exchange said they'll be beginning to return Bitcoin stolen during the 2014 hack to clients from early July. While the scale of the distribution remains unclear, traders bet that given Bitcoin's massive price appreciation in the past decade, most receivers of the token will be inclined to sell. So that presents a large amount of selling pressure on Bitcoin. Several major whales was seen mobilizing Bitcoin on exchanges for a sale, while the token was also pressurized by reported selling of confiscated tokens by the German government. Now, this selling pressure spilled over into the broader crypto market too, even as recent data showed some improvement in capital flows into crypto and ended up nursing steep losses for the past week. World number two token Ether fell 4.92% to 3,193 as traders largely disregarded recent speculation over a spot Ether exchange traded fund. So Ether has touched a one-month low, having largely wiped out all of the gains made in May on hype over that spot ETF. XRP, SOL and ADA slid between 4 and 9%, while other meme coins, including SHIB and DOGE, shed around 6% each. Crypto prices also took little support from weakness in the US dollar, which fell as a swathe of weak labor market and business activity readings have pushed up expectations for interest rate cuts by the Fed. The DXY was last at 105.24. And by the way, the Aussie was higher at 67.24 cents to the dollar in response. Hawkish signals from the minutes of the Fed's June meeting somewhat tempered this optimism, though, and also several Fed officials continue to sound caution over potential interest rate cuts. And elsewhere, oil prices fell from two-month highs in Asian trade on Thursday as traders collected some profits from a strong run-up this week, while soft US economic data raised some concerns over long-term demand. But prices were still relatively buoyant after a substantially bigger than expected drawdown in US inventories, while persistent conflict in the Middle East also kept a risk premium in play. Brent oil futures expiring in September fell 0.9% to $86.67 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate crude futures fell 0.88% to $83.11 a barrel. Weakness in crude came following some weak labor market and purchasing managers index indicators, which signaled some cooling of the US economy. The PMI data from top importer China also underwhelmed on Wednesday. But still, losses in crude were limited as the dollar also tumbled after those Wednesday readings as traders increased bets on an interest rate cut in the coming months. Official inventory data showed on Wednesday that US stockpiles fell 12.157 million barrels in the week to June the 28th, much more than the expected draw of 0.4 million barrels. Outsized draws in gasoline and distillate stockpiles also showed that demand was picking up with the summer season. A record number of Americans are forecast to travel by road this week on account of the Independence Day holiday today. Optimism over increased demand in the world's biggest fuel consumer, especially during the travel-heavy summer season, has been a key point of support for oil prices in recent weeks. But persistent concerns over geopolitical disruptions in the Middle East, especially as tensions between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah, showed little sign of de-escalating. Potential disruptions in production in the Gulf of Mexico also has factored into oil prices as Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Jamaica and was set to make its way along the East Coast. But the US National Hurricane Center said the hurricane was likely to weaken to a tropical storm by the time it reached the Gulf, which is a key region for oil production in North America. So focus now will be on the key non-farm payroll data due out on Friday, which is set to offer perhaps some more definitive cues on the labor market in the US. But while the volatility in Bitcoin might be considered a sideshow, the recent moves higher in oil are, I think, more significant, and if held, will translate into higher prices and therefore inflation down the road. The current geopolitical uncertainties and electoral uncertainties are haunting markets, perhaps. Even though the Nasdaq hit another high, something will need to give eventually. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.